today was our appeals court hearing of the DeMaio versus DNC case that we started. My attorney Michael Steinberg and I started in August of 2007 over Florida's loss of delegates to the national convention. Florida was stripped of all of its votes to decide who the next president of the United States would be, and we were kind of outraged at the time. We still are, actually. Today was the appeals court hearing. We've been back and forth between Tampa and Atlanta, and today's hearing took place. The issue today actually was whether the issue is moot, and that seemed to be the question of the justices today. And for the first time, the Democratic National Committee and my attorney both agreed that it's not moot because Florida, the state of Florida, has on its books right now as we speak the statute determining what the date will be, and is it going to be in direct conflict of what the party says we can do as far as being who can be first, second, third, and so forth. So, we've challenged the rule. We said it's not fair to Florida, and the National Committee wants a final ruling, and we'd like a final ruling so we can give a determination, because 3.5 years from now, we can be in the exact same train wreck in the same boat, and things would be a big mess and pickle, and people in Florida, for the umpteenth time, trying to figure out whether their votes will count or not count. So it was kind of an important hearing. We'll have to wait and see what today's the results of today's hearing was in Atlanta. So we'll just have to wait and see. But regardless of the outcome, whoever doesn't come out on top, whether it's myself or the Democratic Party, we will appeal. This is only the second rung of the ladder, and obviously I think this case will ultimately be decided in the Supreme Court, and that's probably where we'll be headed.
And you think that the outcome of the presidential election might have been different had all of Florida's delegates been counted based on the primary election?
Well, it's curious because I saw a quote recently from, I don't think it was David Axelrod, it was one of President Obama's top aides, saying that Florida and Michigan, for that matter, had counted, we wouldn't be sitting here today. So it would have been a totally different outcome. I'm personally very happy with Barack Obama as our next president of the United States. I'm heading to Washington with a whole bunch of other Tampans. I'm very excited about going to the inauguration myself and welcoming in our new president. But this issue really, like I've said a million times, had nothing to do with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or anyone else except for the voters of Florida and our votes to wanting to be counted. So, in the land of the hanging chad, I think as Floridians, as voters, we're a little bit sensitive to having our vote count. So that's why I'm so doggedly pursuing this case. And I'm kind of grateful to Michael Steinberg for helping me along in this whole case. So,
Victor DeMaio, did you get an indication from the judges in Atlanta when they might rule?
No, it probably will be in a couple weeks. We'll know the outcome, and then we'll have to see what our next step would be. It's kind of ironic because in today's arguments, one of the justices said, "Well, we can just there's plenty of time. You could do this. If this happens again, you're just going to have to sue again." I'm like, this thing has taken us 2 years. If anybody's ever involved in any kind of legal dispute or having to go to court for any reason, they realize you're really at the mercy of the court scheduling when your hearing is going to be. And the very first time we asked for a hearing, and we asked for an expedited hearing, they gave us 6 months. So, it's hardly the kind of thing that takes time. And, our first argument, and like I say, I'm grateful to the party, the Democratic National Committee, for agreeing with me, is that this is a similar case to Roe versus Wade, where Roe had, long had the baby when the case was actually taken up and decided. So these are one of those cases, I think, are presidential in nature that I think have to be decided beforehand, because if not, you end up with a constitutional crisis like we had before. So there's a lot of precedence for the Supreme Court taking on cases that have been decided because there's a very good chance it would happen again. And that's one of the things the Democratic National Committee attorney, Mr. Sandler, said, that when pressed and asked over and over and over again, he couldn't guarantee that this would not happen again. And he actually said it's a very likelihood that it would happen again. And the reason is because the Florida law is right now on the books, and it's not going to be changed anytime soon.